Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Power in the Park is beginning Monday morning, in fact, Sunday night, with rallies every evening during the DNC and every morning, Power in the Park. And this is going to be exciting. Pro-life leaders from all over the country coming in to Denver, Colorado, at the invitation of American Right to Life and Colorado Right to Life. And you know what's really fun? I got a press release this morning from Dr. Clenard Childress. He's the head of a group called LEARN. He's the president of LEARN, Life Education and Resource Network. And his press release, of course, has gone out all over the web, so many news sites. And at the end, he just adds that we will participate in a press conference held by American Right to Life on Monday, August 25th at 8 a.m. at Martin Luther King Park. And that's an example, that's one small example of the increasing camaraderie and collaboration between pro-lifers who are getting together to fight for personhood, not to advocate regulating child killing, but to fight for personhood. And in fact, Michelle Malkin, you know that name, Michelle Malkin, on her website today, and from there, this has exploded all over the internet, is a press release about Power in the Park, hosted by American Right to Life and Colorado Right to Life. Here it is. I'm on michellemalkin.com right now. She's a leading commentator, asked to appear on scores of radio and TV shows, a leading columnist. And here's her homepage. And we have black pro-lifers to protest at DNC. And this just in, Colorado Right to Life and American Right to Life will stand with black leaders from around the country at their Power in the Park rally and press conference on August 25th, 2008, 8:30 a.m. at Martin Luther King Jr. Park, one block from the largest Planned Parenthood abortuary in the nation. And I like it when Michelle Malkin, when her column has the term abortuary on her website. That's pretty neat. That's very encouraging. Now, in a moment, we're going to have a guest. I think the president. Do we have Brian Rohrbaugh on the line? Oh, this is exciting. All right. Brian Rohrbaugh, welcome to Bob Enyart Live. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Bob.
Brian, you guys, this is all over the internet. When Michelle Malkin picked this up, it really is thrilling that the entire Christian pro-life community knows about the counter-protest in Denver during the DNC, which is hosted by Colorado and American Right to Life.
Well, that's true, and we've been seeing over the last, couple years, a huge shift in the pro-life movement. And we've seen people realizing that finally there's something worth fighting for, mm-hmm. something legitimate where you don't compromise your values, something that actually leads to the end of abortion, mm-hmm. and that is personhood, and promoting the biblical principles that would never allow us to regulate the intentional murder of an innocent person.
Yeah, now that's absolutely right. That's the bottom line for American Right to Life. And I am seeing that more and more Christian and pro-life leaders want to be associated with the personhood movement that, for the most part, there have been personhood heroes all over the country for decades. But for the most part, the energy, the momentum, it's emanating from Denver, Colorado, the headquarters of American Right to Life. And, Brian, other unrelated news today, maybe it's not unrelated, but this just in, America's Independent Party nominated Alan Keyes for president. This is an exciting story. that my inbox is filling up with email alerts about Alan Keyes, and that's just thrilling also, of course.
Well, it is, and Alan Keyes is one of the people who will be here speaking next week at some of our events. And so he has made quite an impact and quite an impression by probably being the best person I've ever heard to explain all of the values that come from the Bible that should govern this country.
Yeah, he's absolutely brilliant. He's principled. He's a hero. He helped us in our 40 Years in the Wilderness event coming to Colorado. You know, Alan Keyes has come here on his own dime repeatedly. Typically, these big-name speakers, you got to pay him $5,000 or more to come and speak. He's come to help us launch American Right to Life. He's come to help us accomplish what has been done over the last couple years to create a new foundation for the pro-life movement in this country so that it's returned to a biblical foundation.
Yeah, he absolutely has. Mm. And now he's giving people who are concerned about their morality, who want to honor God, mm-hmm. he has now given those people someone they can legitimately vote for.
Yeah,
and it's not a vote that's thrown away.
Well, of
it's a
course.
Vote on principle.
Right, of course not. If we're going to vote based on who can win, I guess we'd vote Barabbas.
Yeah.
Because the jury was out there.
That's right.
Or the electorate. And Barabbas clearly was the candidate who was going to win. And so they shouted Barabbas. But Jesus would probably lose an election in America. And it would probably be the conservative Christians making the strongest arguments about not wasting your vote.
Well, I think that's definitely been right. One of the things that's happened as the personhood movement has come to life is that people who for years and years have not been able to get along or agree on issues are now standing shoulder to shoulder working in this cause. Mm. And so we are seeing a change in some of the Christian leadership. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it has to do with personhood and talking about the God-given rights and not being ashamed to say that in public. And I think that's encouraged even leaders who have probably grown cynical with all the compromise and all the years of foolishness.
Well, with America's Independent Party having nominated now Alan Keyes as president, that puts him on the ballot in California and also Colorado, and I believe in Florida and about another 15 states that they'll probably be on the ballot.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be a write-in ballot. And will probably include as many as 40 states.
Well, in the other states where you're able to write in, so there's a godly alternative for people. And it also, where Alan is actually on the ballot, then that gives him a bully pulpit. And I'm so excited. For example, here's today, Michelle Malkin's website. And I'd like to quote a little bit of this to you in the audience, Brian. So Michelle Malkin says, "This just in, Colorado Right to Life and American Right to Life will stand with black leaders from around the country at their Power in the Park rally and press conference on August 25th, 2008, 8:30 a.m. at Martin Luther King Jr. Park." Now, people listening in the audience, you have the opportunity to come on out and hear Alan Keyes and the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson and Flip Benham and Bishop Philip Porter and Reverend Clenard Childress and Brian Rohrbaugh, president of American Right to Life. So many neat Christian leaders are going to be at this park, which is right near Quebec and 38th, where that new mega abortion clinic is. But let me continue here. They're going to have their event, Power in the Park, one block from the largest Planned Parenthood abortuary in the nation. The Killing Center, and this is on Michelle Malkin's website, and Brian, people have copied from her website to blogs all over the internet. The Killing Center, dubbed Auschwitz by local opponents of the racist organization, is situated in North Denver's minority neighborhood. And once again, they put an abortion clinic in a minority neighborhood. And this announcement says that Planned Parenthood targets minorities, and you can learn about that at blackgenocide.org. And that group, their leader, is going to be at our event, Brian. I can't wait.
No, I can't wait either. I've heard him speak before, and it's well worth the time to come and hear. And he exposes something that I had never even considered when he talks about why did this happen. And so it's really, I think, important for people to get his background, his understanding of all of the problems we have.
Yes. And so, again, from these 100 websites around the country, announcing Power in the Park, sponsored by Colorado Right to Life and American Right to Life, we have this. Speakers include presidential candidate Dr. Alan Keyes with America's Independent Party, Jesse Lee Peterson, president of Bond, the Reverend Clenard Childress of BlackGenocide.org, Flip Benham of Operation Rescue National, and Denver's Bishop Philip Porter, former chairman of Promise Keepers, who will expose the tragedy. And then they talk about the targeting of black women in America by Planned Parenthood and the extraordinarily high rate of abortion, which just decimates the black family and the black community.
Well, it certainly does. And, you know, it's not like this has been a mystery. Margaret Sanger talked about her racism and her plans with what would become Planned Parenthood and what they would do. And they've followed that exactly. They still give out an award in her name. Imagine giving out an award in Hitler's name.
Right.
And that's what you're dealing with this organization.
Yeah, and Margaret Sanger, I repeat, whenever her name comes up, her quote in her book, it's Women in the New Race, I think. She wrote two books, and Pivot of Civilization. And on our website, kgov.com, you can look up Margaret Sanger's quote, and it'll bring you right to Google Books. And you could see it in a scanned image of her book where she said that the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the mute, and the lame are the dead weight of human waste. I mean, Brian, that is such a cruel and wicked statement to describe the handicapped and call them the dead weight of human waste. And in the context, she's lamenting the fact that money is spent helping unfortunate people who are handicapped.
Yeah, well, it's just pure evil. That's what she represents. That's what Planned Parenthood represents, and they must be stopped.
Mm-hmm. There is a quote here at the end of this announcement about the Power in the Park event hosted by Colorado Right to Life and American Right to Life, and the quote is from Alan Keyes, and here it is. The number one taker of black life is abortion, and it's time people woke up to that fact. The location of this latest Planned Parenthood facility and yet another minority neighborhood is a part of a continuing fulfillment of the racist, eugenicist dream of their founder, Margaret Sanger, but it is a travesty of the American dream. Planned Parenthood's agenda discards the principle that we are all created equal, which is the basis of liberty for all Americans. And that's from Alan Keyes, presidential candidate, and also a speaker who will be at Power in the Park. Brian, I'd like to give people the details, the address and the time for the evening rallies, because obviously many more people work during the day.
That's right.
But if there's any way you could get off on Monday morning or Tuesday morning, especially, please come down to Power in the Park. It's 38th in Quebec. Just go one block west past Planned Parenthood's Auschwitz abortion clinic, and you'll be at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. Well, this here, the evening rallies, if you can't make it in the mornings, the evening rallies are on the north side of town. They're actually in North Glen at St. Stephen Church, and the address is 10828 Huron Street. We also have Matt Truella of Missionaries to the Preborn, who's been all over Colorado. He's here for 2 weeks, his Colorado Personhood Tour, and he's speaking. Keith Mason, Cal Zastro, with Colorado for Equal Rights, Will Duffy, founder of the Collaborators Project, Kevin Swanson, who has a radio program on this very station, and he's the head of the Colorado Christian Home Educators of Colorado. So, Brian, this is an extraordinary event put together in somewhat of a quick time frame to take advantage of this opportunity.
It is, and there have been dozens of volunteers and organizations that have helped set this up, and I certainly want to thank them because we could have never done this without their help.
Absolutely right, and especially Ken and Joe Scott of Pro-Life Colorado, just heroic in their effort to make the DNC a memorable event. When we formed the DNC Welcoming Committee about 5 months ago, Ken and Joe Scott, I think, were the first ones to volunteer to take on, back then, a lion's share of the duties to make these projects work.
Yeah, they've done a great job.
Yeah, they truly have. Now, one of the speakers at these events will be Matt Truella of Missionaries to the Preborn. Brian, I went out to meet with Matt Truella to participate in one of his protests this morning, and it was in Arvada. And I got to tell you, it was the most well-organized, powerful event. He has about 80 enormous pictures, full-color pictures, many of them of beautiful babies, others of them beautiful babies in the womb, others of them babies who've been killed by Planned Parenthood. And when people are driving up, there's about a half mile of signs, sometimes going in two directions, down different crossroads. And when people are driving up, the first sign they see is a massive one. It says, "Warning, Planned Parenthood atrocities displayed ahead." And then you start going, as you drive, you see all these pictures of these beautiful babies. And then you see pictures of these beautiful kids in the womb, and they say, "I am a person. I am a person." And then you see pictures of the children who are killed by Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, they're really a remarkable group. And I actually have the privilege of meeting with them tonight over at the Columbine Memorial.
Oh, my. I had no idea that's happening, Brian. So Missionaries to the Preborn, and they've come into town with about 50 people, many from Milwaukee, other states. And they're here for the DNC. They came a week early so they could get Coloradoans thinking about this crisis, our own Holocaust here. We defeated slavery. We ended the Holocaust. That's two down and one to go. Now is the American Holocaust against the unborn. So Matt Truella and his group are going to meet you at the Columbine Memorial this evening?
Yes, they are.
Well, that's just thrilling, and I hope they are. Of course, it's a sad and tragic remembrance, but also it is a powerful witness to the truth. Can we remind the audience, Brian, about that memorial and what is engraved on stone there at right next to Columbine High School?
Sure. Well, there were 13 victims, and every victim's family had an opportunity to put into words something about their precious loved one. And in the case of my son, Dan's mom, Sue Patrone, wrote a very nice statement about Dan, and then I wrote one next to it. Mm-hmm. And mine is a little more critical because I point out the wicked behavior of the government regarding Columbine and the cover-up.
Right.
And I point out that this all took place in the backdrop of a country that legalized the killing of innocent children in the womb and the godless school system. And when you think about the Columbine Memorial, when you go there and you hear us talking about personhood for the unborn, you should realize that the 13 people you see remembered at this memorial, that you learn about, that you read about, that you think about, they are no more a person than the very tiniest baby at the very beginning of life. Mm. And I think that's something, when you go there, it's a good idea to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because 13 is such a small number when we look at what happens every single day.
Every day. Brian Rohrbaugh is the president of American Right to Life, and he is therefore one of the hosts of Power in the Park that's coming here for the DNC. And Brian, there are so many other events that are going on this coming week in Denver, but it all starts Sunday night at St. Stephen Church in North Glen. And boy, do I encourage people to come on out Sunday night. We are going to have a blessed time. I know when I've been able to get together with this kind of group, these Christian leaders, pro-life leaders, it is exciting. It's exhilarating. It rejuvenates your life. You're ready to take on the next week, month, and year. And so what an opportunity. They're all coming to our backyard.
Yeah, it's going to be terrific. I'll be there Sunday night. That is an event that, if you can make it, it's really worth changing whatever plans you had. Mm-hmm. And coming there, I think you're going to be really blessed by the speakers.
I think so. And again, Sunday night at 6:30, we have Jesse Lee Peterson, Clinar Childress, Reverend Flip Benham, and Ambassador Alan Keyes. Brian Rohrbaugh will be there to kick off the evening. So, and then in the mornings. And what an enjoyable time it will be while this great wickedness of the DNC is happening downtown. We will be at Martin Luther King Jr. Park right near 38th and Quebec, just a block west. And you'll see everybody. In fact, I think Colorado Right to Life, I think, is springing for lunch, Brian. For everybody who shows up, it's going to be grilled hot dogs and drinks, and we're going to have a good time.
Sounds great.
Yeah. All right. So, Brian, the last thing I'd like to talk about with you before you go is to make it clear to people who are maybe newer to this program what has happened as the personhood movement has caught fire nationwide and this effort to no longer regulate the killing of unborn children, but to fight for the God-given right to life and the personhood of the unborn. What's the difference between those two?
Well, of course, fighting for personhood honors God because our right to life comes from God. It doesn't come from the government or some wicked judge. It comes from God. So we recognize personhood, and that protects, gives legal protection to everybody under our current laws. But regulating the killing of an innocent person, whether it's a baby, an adult, the elderly, the handicapped, that is authorizing the murder. You're not only saying that you agree with it, you're putting into law something to make it happen. So you can't claim you're pro-life while you say, okay, you can kill that baby if you wait 24 hours. See, morally, you can't make those two work. There is no argument to justify regulating child killing.
Yeah, and we have an increasing number of Christians who are getting more and more confused about abortion. And they're thinking, well, abortion is okay in this circumstance, and this circumstance, and this circumstance. And you ask them, then, well, why is it wrong? If it's okay in all these circumstances, why could it possibly be wrong? And the bottom line is the pro-life movement has not had a clear message for decades now. They have advocated regulating, and that has backfired severely to where we have judges who reject the God-given right to life. Conservative, Republican, so-called pro-life judges who actually hold that the unborn child does not have a right to life. And I'm talking about Antonin Scalia, Clarence Thomas, John Roberts, Samuel Alito, and so on.
Well, and it's worse than that. Let's look at Archbishop Chaput, right here in Colorado, who has largely been thought of as very conservative and very strong, and he issued a letter opposing the personhood amendment while in the very same letter stating that regulating the killing of children is appropriate, and he supports that.
And
that's
there,
how broken our church is.
That's how broken. National Right to Life does the same thing. I do thank God that Focus on the Family has come out and endorsed Colorado's personhood amendment. But when Bishop Chaput and others like National Right to Life, they say it's not the right time to advocate personhood in law.
That's wicked.
Well, I'm afraid to say it is. What do they want? They want to let the Supreme Court lead? Christians are supposed to lead. Christians are supposed to teach the governing authorities, the judges, politicians, the public, that the unborn child should be recognized as a person because he's endowed with that right from his creator. Now, so you have the Archbishop in Denver who's going to wait for our godless Supreme Court to lead on personhood. Why? He's afraid to lead? He's afraid we might lose? Of course there's a chance to lose. And if you don't fight, you lose automatically.
Well, of course you lose. And let's put it in perspective. What is it you're afraid of losing? When you're honoring God with your actions, you can't lose anything. I mean, it's ridiculous to worry and use political strategy. All you have to do is spend a few minutes with the book of Daniel, or for that matter, any other book in the Bible.
Right.
And you'll find out what happens when people honor God and what happens when people honor man.
Well, that's a great point. If Daniel took a political consultant with him, he would have never violated that edict. He would have never opened his windows and let everyone see that he was praying to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He would have never done it because he had all the political power of the realm offered to him.
Absolutely.
All he had to do was keep his mouth shut for 30 days, and every conservative Republican consultant in the country today would have told Daniel, keep your mouth shut. Don't embarrass us with your fundamentalist interpretation. And Daniel would have never ended up writing a book in the Bible if he had listened to Christian consultants.
Well, that's exactly right. And so the issue is really very clear cut. Are you going to honor God or are you going to honor man? And even if a man says, well, it's my pro-life strategy, and so we're doing the right thing, it still has to be tested. And that includes what I say and what you say. It still has to be tested against Scripture.
Absolutely. Brian Rohrbaugh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Bob.
Appreciate that. Brian Rohrbaugh, president of American Right to Life. And Brian is hosting this event along with Colorado Right to Life, Power in the Park. And again, a special mention to Ken Scott, Ken and Joe Scott. Very sad news. Ken Scott's wife, Joe Scott, was convicted yesterday of violating the bubble law. And that after Planned Parenthood's star witness admitted on the stand she had perjured herself and lied to the police. But the fight goes on. Bob Benyard and Maranatha Christian Center.